Welcome to Reformation Gospel. Discover the healing truth and all your efforts to be accepted by God. Will finally be brought to rest.
Welcome to Reformation Gospel, and we continue with this series which I've titled Words Vibrate Energy. These types of words, energy, vibrate, it tends to upset Christians a bit, and that's not my intention. Honestly, I want to approach the subject with respect for everyone. However, some words, we have to codify them with words that we may not normally use within our Christianese terminologies that we're so used to. And when words are being introduced that might, like energy and vibration, is sounds a bit new agey or occult, people get scared, but there's no need to. First of all, I'd like to say again that the beliefs that I have developed over the years with regards to the gospel are, from as best as I've possibly been able to do, are based on scripture from our Bible. And so anything else that I may study or read or learn about, I look at it through the filter of what I understand about the gospel. And if it lines up with and harmonizes and agrees and affirms scriptural truth, biblical truth, then I'm okay with that. So I keep an open mind. If it conflicts, then I put it to the side. Maybe at a later date I can see it from a different perspective and maybe see how it does line up. But as far as I'm concerned, the gospel truth out of scripture in our Bible is for me the foundation for truth, ultimate truth. And again, that's where even many Christian streams from the 41,000 registered Christian denominations in our world seem to falter sometimes, because even amongst many Christian circles and groups, there are many conflicting ideas with regards to doctrine. So the way I always say is that our doctrine, our teachings, must be filtered through the finished work of Jesus Christ. If you're a Christian, you believe in Christ as the Son of God, the second person of the Godhead, who became a 100% man, and still is 100% God, who died for humanity, who is raised from the dead. You actually believe that God raised Christ from the dead. And the way I would include that as well is that his coming in the first century in judgment upon the apostate Israel, but also to save the elect Israelites who believed in Christ and accepted him as the Messiah, that is part of the finished work of Jesus Christ. So for me, the finished work of Christ, including his coming in the first century, is what would be the standard through which I would filter every teaching that is presented as Christian teaching. And if even in church, whatever is taught from the pulpit doesn't line up, then that means that I will not necessarily accept that, because the filter is the finished work of Jesus Christ. And that's why everything that we learn in the Old Testament must also be interpreted through the New Testament, and with the emphasis on the finished work of Christ, including his coming in the first century. So yes, I'm aware that I am a proponent of full preterism, which scares a lot of Christians as well. But hey, study the scriptures and you will see that these things are accurate. So I do intend to put out a whole series on eschatology with a view on full preterism. And I'll be the first one to say I do not agree with everything that preterism or full preterism tries to present as truth. So even amongst those camps, there are disagreements. And again, a guy who I respect greatly, and a very good teacher in many areas, and we don't agree on everything, but one thing he has said that stuck with me is that whatever we teach must be filtered through the finished work of Christ. And I fully agree with him on that. And so that's why I stick with that as well, to the best of my ability that God gives me. So once established in the gospel truth, and I know that my identity, how I see myself, how I see my position with God, how I see God, how my worldview, once that's established in the truth of the finished work of Christ, then it's okay if I feel the liberty to read some book about another philosophy or religion or anything, then that's fine. I've read many New Age books, which you probably suspect if you've been following my teachings. But it doesn't mean that I am a New Ager. It doesn't mean that I agree with everything that, you know, some of these books present. But there are things that are being taught that actually highlight truth in that is scriptural, but the Christian churches have never even come close to teaching. So yes, I do study other sources as well. And when it comes to words like energy and vibration and frequency and electromagnetic fields or the word chi, I have no concern with that as long as I look at it through the gospel of Christ, the finished work of Christ. So, that said, on this particular topic of words, I have mentioned in the previous episodes that words affect, you're putting out information into the cosmos, into the atmosphere, into the electromagnetic fields. And if you consider these fields as clear sheets of or a whiteboard that you can write things on, and you just put that information out there, you actually energize these words. Now, it's not as simple as that. There's a lot more to it. In fact, we are energy as far as, you know, our physical body is energized by energy, as the Chinese would call that qi. The etheric body is our energy body. It has qi or electromagnetic energy flowing through it, through all the energy channels known as meridian channels. And then there are, in Hashu, if you've had some exposure to yoga, you know about chakras. Well, chakras are basically energy wheels, or they turn, and they are located everywhere where you have major junctions of energy meridian channels. And where they come together, there's an energy collection. Now, we know that the chakras, there are seven main running up and down the spine, from the base up to the inside of the head area, and then the top one. And there's so much more. You can learn some of that stuff, but once again, you need to be established in the gospel truth. So when we speak words, and they are a reflection and an expression of our true beliefs, which we believe with our heart, that means we have emotion involved with it. We visualize with what we're expressing. So it's a combination of kinesthetic and inner kinesthetic or internal kinesthetic, which basically means feelings. You have feelings, emotions involved with it, and visualizations. Yeah, if you were to just say the words "I am healed," then you—I don't know—some people may see it as words appear in their mind's eye, but I see, I visualize, and I feel. I speak those words until I start really having a sense of being healed. Does that make sense? So they have to be. These are affirmations, if I would say it that way. These are affirmations which are sensory based, and it's interesting. For instance, in hypnotism and also neurolinguistic programming, you learn that making your affirmations need to be sensory based in order to affect the subconscious mind. This is very important. So create an affirmation is a bit like confessing scriptures. When you confess scriptures robotically, mechanically, it's not going to really make much of a difference or have a real effect on you. When, however, you start internalizing these verses and make them personal to be applied to you, then, like, if you know, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 says, "He who knew no sin was made to be sin so that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." Now, if I'm going to make this affirmation and say, "I am the righteousness of God in Christ," if that's just a mechanical, robotical confirmation or affirmation or confession, it will not really do me much good. But I keep saying it. Here's another key: repetition. Repetition is hugely important for things to start taking effect. The psychology that mainstream media uses is repetition. The constant repeating of the same thing over and over and over again. Advertisement uses that. It's a psychological tool. Technology, if you will. It can be used for good, it can be used for bad, it can be weaponized. It can weaponized in the sense that it can be used to manipulate people's minds, mind control. But it can also be used for good. So if I say, "I am the righteousness of God in Christ," you know, I don't have to make much effort to make this sensory base for me, because you can see it on my face. I believe it. I feel it. Now, when I say that, I'm putting information out there into the cosmos, into the electromagnetic fields of the Earth's atmosphere. But even more importantly, it internalizes even more. I'm affecting my own energy. And here's the thing, and I will end with this one. When we speak words, sensory-based words, we are making a sound. The sound is what matters, because the sound is vibration. And when we express these vibrations, which are an immediate expression connected with our sensory based belief about a particular issue, my internal kinesthetic and visualization, when I express this vibration, this sound, it affects my own energy. You see, you are a ball of energy. You are loaded, as one preacher says. I remember him, great preacher. He used to say, "You are loaded." Well, what are you loaded with? Load yourself with truth, and you will vibrate at that frequency. You don't even have to say those words anymore. Wherever you go, your energy frequency will affect the energy around you. Whoa, this is powerful. powerful. We'll continue on the next one.
For more information, go to reformationgospel.com.